Now that's music there, son. A little Chicago. How can you not like the horns, right? I love the horns. Good morning and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Here's the way we do it here. 7 o'clock, it's kind of like an Arizona magazine hour. We talk about anything we want to talk about. 8 o'clock, we talk about the outdoor living segment, gardening, lawns, trees, shrubs, whatever it is outside the house. 9 o'clock, we open the phones up and we say, whatever you're dealing with, give us a call. Whatever you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, 9 to 10 o'clock, it's the open hour line. 10 o'clock, we pick one topic, bring experts into the studio, and drill down deep on that one particular topic. Today, we're talking bathroom remodeling, bathroom trends. We're about ready to start talking a little bit about bathroom remodel pricing. And we're here with the owners of Rebath, Kurt and Drew Kittleson. And guys, we're talking about all this, and we actually got a phone call during the break, and they said, well, are you going to give us their phone number?
That part's okay, free, Rose.
So if someone wanted to get a hold of y'all, what number would they call?
480-998-8900. 480-998-8900.
Okay, very good. Before the break, I was talking a little bit about, you know, in my 45 years of remodeling homes here in Arizona, and I mean, that goes from Nogales to Flagstaff to Wickiup to Sholo and all the way over to Eager and Springerville. You know, I've never met a homeowner that I didn't have to spend some time educating them about what the cost of the project is going to be. And I tell people very often that, you know, I'm not a mind reader, but chances are the price you have in your mind is half of what it's going to take to get it done. Now, what are you guys finding out there?
I think you hit the nail on the head. You're 100% right. You know, I know you've referred to it before, Rosie, with remodeling's cost versus value report.
We refer to it all the time. It just, the new one's just out.
Just came out for 2017, yeah. And for remodeling, that's kind of like our Kelley Blue Book for those of you that have used that to buy a car. And so Remodeling Magazine, remodeling.com, with that report, publishes what the national average and local average for every type of project, adding a pool to adding a kitchen, doing a bathroom. And really, if you were going to go on there and if you were going to shop for a car on Kelley Blue Book.
I want a 1976 Pinto.
A Pinto. Okay. For $100,000, we can get you one of those. But if you were going to go on there and say, okay, Kelley Blue Book says it's worth $20,000. And somebody went to you, Rosie, said, hey, I'm going to sell you that car for $10,000. You would think it's been through a flood. There's something wrong with it, right?
Right.
And at the same token, if it was $40,000, you would say something's wrong, right? Jump in a lake. So really, cost versus value report that remodeling does has already done that for you as the consumer. So any type of project that you want to take on, you can refer to that and kind of get a best guess of what ballpark you're in.
They've been publishing that report for close to 30 years now, and we're actually going to have the editor, Craig Webb, on the show, I think it's in 2 weeks, to talk through how they put that data together. Because like you say, it's national. They go from Seattle to Miami. And
then they break it down locally as well.
And then they break it down by region.
That average isn't, you're not paying for the people that are in New York or San Francisco, so you know exactly what your area should cost.
Yeah. And there are good guys and there are bad guys out there. And at RosieOnTheHouse.com, there is a consumer advisory on how to pick a contractor. And I guarantee people that if they follow that formula, they'll pick the right contractor. And for every hour you spend investigating your contractors, you save about 1 week. For every hour you spend investigating, you save 1 week of misery if you pick the wrong company. Rebath has been Rosie certified. It's got to be close to 20 years. And the amount of feedback on the number of bathrooms y'all have done since being associated with us is absolutely incredible. What do you guys find out there in the way of, when someone wants a bathroom and they say, hey, I've got a quote for half your price?
Well, then I'd be very skeptical. And that it pains me, Rosie.
Nobody's buying better than you. I mean, there are merchant builders that aren't doing as many bathrooms in their subdivisions as you're doing all across the valley and across the state every year.
And it so pains us. I would venture to say, I'm guessing, but I'd say 10 to 50% of the bathrooms we're going to do this year are going to be some bathroom that they just had done within the last 2 years. And they paid...
By somebody else.
And they didn't pay very much money for it.
Yeah.
And here we are. Now they're going to pay for it twice. They're going to pay the right price the second time, but they're going to waste the first monies they spent. It just breaks my heart. But people, if our bill is $10,000 and somebody's going to do it for six, how are they going to do that?
And stay in business.
Yes. Or they're going to cut corners someplace.
Or cut corners.
And a lot of them, you know, remodeling's in a uprising right now. It's moving up.
Oh, man.
And so there's a lot of people think they're going to go out and get in these people's pockets, and they do.
Well, that's
true. They don't pull permits.
When the market's this hot, we have a lot of new, fresh blood in the industry, don't we?
Yes, and they do think they don't pull permits. They don't have insurance. They burn down their house, it's a problem.
Yeah.
If they flood their house because there's a leak, they don't have insurance. They're not going to be around to come and fix it. It just breaks my heart. So we're not trying to be the cheapest, but what we do think we are is the best. And we're the exclusive remodeler for Home Depot. They could pick any contractor they wanted, and they choose us, and there's a reason for that. And we've been doing it for them for a long, long time.
At what point in thinking through the remodel do the homeowners have to realize, hey, this we got to go get a permit? That's the other pushback I get a lot of times. Homeowners don't want to do a permit. And I tell them, I say, well, by law, this requires a permit. If you don't want a permit, you're going to have to find somebody else to do it because I won't do that.
Yeah, so any time really that you touch any piece of copper, when it's relative to the shower area, a permit is required. And what that means is that our plumbers, or whoever the plumber would be, would go in and change out, sweat in new copper, and replace the valve. Then the city inspector comes to the house. He approves that permit, or approves the new valve and the copper sweating that's been done, and he signs off. So that way, if something were to happen, if it was to leak or something, then you know you can go to your homeowner's insurance and say, hey, I got this done the right way, you got to pay for it. But if it's done without a permit, you could go to your homeowner's insurance and they could tell you to take a hike.
Yeah.
And if we were doing it, it wouldn't matter. We would come and take care of it.
Of course.
But if you have another contractor that's not registered contractor, doesn't have insurance, you're stuck.
We actually just did that, Rosie. We went to a customer's home and she did her upstairs bathroom, and she hadn't used it for 2 years because it flooded her entire house, and no insurance was going to give her any money.
Oh, man. So for 2 years, she comes
2 years
downstairs
because she couldn't afford to do
the fix.
She couldn't afford to fix it, and her insurance didn't pay for anything.
You know, the old adage, you get what you pay for, it's so true, especially in remodeling. You know, the number one complaint at the Better Business Bureau, Rosie, for any business in America, is against home remodelers.
Yeah.
The number one complaint.
I do know that.
And you know what?
Because they call my office first, and then they call the Better Business Bureau. And they want me to help them, and I keep telling them, look, I'm not the registrar of contractors. If it's a Rosie-certified contractor that you have a dilemma with, I'm your man, and we'll get it solved immediately. But if you've picked some guy off of Groupon or Penny Saver and he's not Rosie certified, there's nothing I can do to help enforce the laws that are already in place.
You know what? It was even worth that complaint I was talking about with Better Business Bureau. Their survey said that 80% of the people that bothered to call in and complain took the lowest bid.
I did not know that statistic. But
don't do a remodel on the cheap because you're going to do it twice.
Yeah. There's always some way to cut corners and stuff. Y'all are you are doing a lot of universal design. That's going to be seats, and you're ripping out tubs, putting in showers. But you're putting in a curb. You're not doing a lot of roll-in showers necessarily.
Yeah, we do all of them really. The low profile pans that can be wheelchair accessible via a ramp are a great option. Also the zero barrier that you can just wheel in or not have to step over anything. But for us, all of our benches, grab bars are all ADA approved, the American Disability Act, because when we rip out your shower walls, wherever you want that particular item, grab bar, bench, we will reinforce the wall with 2x4 so that way it meets the weight requirement for the American Disability Act.
Boy, and Kurt, you've been doing remodeling as long as I have, and you know, in the old days, everything was mud set, and it was such a messy process. What are y'all using right now? There's about six different things available other than mud set that I see being used. What do y'all like?
Well, we have a variety of products. We really have them all. We have a natural stone product, and we have a solid surface polymer, our SSP product. We manufacture those. Our corporate office does, and so they're proprietary towards us. They have no grout, lifetime warranty on those materials, so it's pretty advantageous unless you want to redo your shower often. To grout's kind of the devil in that regard.
Grout is the devil. I love tile. I hate
yeah,
grout.
Tile's nice, right? Tile's nice.
So the subsurface y'all like using. What do y'all like?
We use DenShield.
Okay.
And what that is, it's kind of like a fifth generation Hardy Backer green board.
Yeah.
Not every city, but multiple cities. Scottsdale is one of them that requires that for your shower area. So like we talked about the permit earlier, that is also one of the requirements that some cities have, not all.
I've recently, since we reopened the remodeling company just a couple of years ago, have come across Schluter.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all use any Schluter?
Sure, we do. For the listeners that may not know what that is, it basically finishes the edge of a tile to match your hardware, whether it's your shower door or your fixture. And it's really a beautiful option to make tile, really the edges, a lot more appeasing aesthetically.
Yeah, kind of, and it gives you that subsurface that's basically inert. So, you know, it's
beautiful.
It's bringing all the moisture right back into the shower pan, delivering it where it needs to go, down the
drain.
All right, rebath phone number one more time.
480-998-8900.
We're here with Kurt and Drew Kittleson, owners of Rebath. I've known... Kurt, I originally met you, I want to say that was about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yes.
But, of course, I've been familiar with the Rebath line and product and service for a long, long time.
I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, Rosie.
Well, you've been around for a long time here in the Valley.
Well, I like anybody that wants to protect homeowners from bad contractors. that's my kind of guy.
That's our number one job, that's for sure. And it's a full-time job. People are always surprised to find out how many people we have on staff answering the phones all week long from homeowners who are in distress or looking for work to get done or for whatever reason. They're constantly giving us a ring, and that's what we want y'all to do. We want to be your first resource so that you're not making any mistakes, picking the wrong people. We actually have, and most homeowners don't know this because we don't publish it, the fact, very often, but in Romy's drawer at his desk, we actually keep a blacklist of contractors that we know are bad dudes. Now, we can't publish that. Can't advertise that. But
I can probably use some names to add to that.
You can probably add some names to that. All right. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Rosie on the House. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Kurt and Drew Kittleson of Rebath. And when we come back, don't let me forget to ask for your phone number again, okay?
All right.
All right.